WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A federal appeals court in Richmond throws out a permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline to cross two national forests, citing, in part, the Lorax. Virginia Republicans are asking the nation's high court to keep a new legislative map from going into effect. And Governor Northam proposes a big investment in new school counselors. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, December 14th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Federal appeals court has thrown out a permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline to cross two national forests, including parts of the Appalachian Trail. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found Thursday that the U.S. Forest Service, quote, abdicated its responsibility to preserve national forest resources when it approved the pipeline crossing the George Washington and Monongahela National Forests and a right-of-way across the Appalachian Trail. The ruling quoted The Lorax by Dr. Seuss, saying the Forest Service is trusted to, quote, speak for the trees have no tongues. A Dominion Energy spokesman said the company is reviewing the decision. The company had already suspended all construction along the pipeline's 600-mile route due to an earlier court ruling. The natural gas pipeline would run from West Virginia through Virginia and North Carolina. Virginia Republicans want to block a federal court from approving a new legislative map until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. Speaker Kirk Cox asked the High Court on Thursday to delay a lower court's plans to approve a new map after a January 10th hearing. The Supreme Court agreed last month to hear an appeal from Republicans who are trying to preserve state legislative districts that have been struck down as racially discriminatory. A lower court is moving ahead with plans to implement a new map, and a court-appointed expert released potential maps last week for consideration. Cox said having the lower court approve a new map only to have it discarded later by the Supreme Court would confuse voters. The new map would take away advantages Republicans have enjoyed as a result of the gerrymandered districts and could make a Democratic takeover of the General Assembly more likely in next year's elections. Governor Ralph Northam previewed another piece of his budget proposal on Thursday, $36 million for more school counselors. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
K-12 is having a really big week.
That's Virginia's Secretary of Education, Adif Carney. On Tuesday, Northam announced a 5% teacher pay raise, and yesterday, funding for more school counselors.
This proposal will put Virginia on a path to providing an ideal ratio for school counselors to students at every level, from kindergarten to a high school senior.
Right now, there's about one school counselor for every 350 high school students in the state. Northam's goal is to get to the recommended ratio of 1 to 250 over the next three fiscal years, but he only announced partial funding for next year. That would bring the ratio to one counselor for every 300 high schoolers. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Many people on Thursday received a wave of emailed bomb threats sent nationwide to hundreds of schools, businesses, and government buildings, apparently to extort money. Law enforcement agencies across the country, including in Virginia, dismissed the threats, saying they were meant to cause disruption and compel recipients into sending money and were not considered credible. Businesses and emergency response offices in Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and other local cities received the messages, which officials quickly recognized were fake. No evacuations were reported as a result of the emails. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed Thursday that sales of soybeans have resumed to China, the world's top soybean importer, following a 90-day detente in the trade war. But Virginia soybean producers still don't know what to expect. WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
Virginia has about 600,000 acres across the state and sold about $200 million worth in 2017. But this year is different.
Soybean farmers are being hit very hard.
Jewel Brunel, commissioner of the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, says they have been fighting both weather and retaliatory tariffs.
We're a little bit encouraged from USDA that private exporters have sold about 1.13 million tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery to China.
But in a normal year, that would be about 35 million metric tons. So 2018 will be chalked up as a bad year no matter what. but she says the resumption of trade is an encouraging sign. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
The U.S. Senate just unanimously passed a bill co-authored by Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. For the first time, a public health infrastructure would be created across the country to combat Alzheimer's disease and preserve brain health.
Every family I know is affected by Alzheimer's.
Kaine's bipartisan bill would help coordinate federal, state, and local governments and agencies in combating what he terms a public health crisis.
To really make sure that we're providing the best care, but also providing the most support for caregivers.
The bill now goes to the House, where Kaine says it has strong support, and if approved, to the president's desk. Leaders in Washington may be heading toward yet another government shutdown, although Virginia's two senators are hopeful that Congress can avoid brinkmanship, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are at odds over the budget, a familiar conflict that may be headed toward yet another government shutdown. Senator Mark Warner says he actually agrees with the president about funding border security, and he says he would support electronic sensors and drones and even fencing.
But there's no one on the border security expertise side that has said some kind of mysterious wall. And again, if Donald Trump wants a wall, bring along the check from the government of Mexico, which he promised from day one that they would pay for this wall.
Trump may be running out of time to build the wall. Once the new Congress is sworn in next month, says Senator Tim Kaine, Democrats will send over a budget that has money for border security, but no funding for a wall.
We'll keep putting that on the president's desk and making him veto it. There's no way out of this for him, none, where the shutdown works.
Kaine says Trump has already defanged the threat of a shutdown by saying he would be responsible for it, so he doubts it'll happen. Warner says there's no rational reason for a shutdown. And he's hopeful a continuing resolution will kick the can down the road until next year. I'm Michael Pope.
That's the podcast for this Friday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.